What's up, everybody? This is Eduardo from Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is episode 15, and today we're at the Coronado Swap Meet along with our fellow co-host
Xavier Puente. Benjamin.
Benjamin is back, man. He's been out the last couple podcast episodes, but we're getting it back and rolling into motion. What do you guys want to talk about today?
First of all, let's talk about them shoes, man.
Javier just finished doing some custom Reebok shoes. They're all white, and he just did. I'll probably put a picture up so you guys know what we're talking about during this segment. But tell us a little bit about the process that you did with the shoes.
Well, you know, I've been doing hydro dip on the the Hot Wheel cars and some of the pops, and I wanted to try to do something a little bit bolder, a little bit bigger, and so I had been seeing YouTube videos on how to do hydro dip shoes, and a lot of the videos that they've been doing were hydro dipping soccer shoes or cleats, things like that. And so so I saw some shoes, some white shoes, and I was like, you know what? I want to try to get these. And, you know, I found them for a pretty good deal, and I ended up picking them up. And it took me a while. I was kind of nervous. I didn't, because I kept on thinking, if I mess them up. But it's like one of those things where you say, you know what? Screw it. Either I mess it up or not, but I want to try it.
I want to.
So
those are brand new shoes, guys. Keep in mind, guys. You know, he went and he bought some brand new shoes to do this. They're not used.
I know that. And you know what's funny is that the plain white shoes are sometimes more expensive than
they are. Yeah. People want white, bro.
Yeah, the people
want all white or all black. You know, either one or the other most of the time.
Exactly. And so but I ended up finding these at a pretty good deal. So. I picked them up and I took them home. The only thing was trying to find a box big enough for the shoe, because I'm a big boy and I got big shoes. So, so I had found one box and I was going to go ahead and fill it up with water and do my thing. And I put my shoe in and both big ends. Yeah, it was too small.
And then, so what size are you? Just so that they.
This is these are size 12. Depending on some Nikes too, I can go all the way up to a 14.
Hydro dip of his Reebok shoes, and they look pretty nice. I think you should probably post it, or I'll probably post it.
Well, anyway, so I was cutting out the hydro dip sheet to check my shoes, and ended up finding out that the sheet too was a little bit too small for the shoe. So I went back, I found a bigger box, and I ended up putting the shoe in there, and it fit. And I was like, oh, okay, it's perfect. So I got everything, set up, and ended up, whenever I dipped it in, I guess the sheet was still too small, and I only got half the front part of the shoe. Whenever I dipped the all the way to the back of the end of the shoe, I guess the sheet didn't wrap all the way back. So, but I've showed other people and they tell me hey, it looks intentional.
It looks kind of better.
So what I did was the extra white other half of the back of the shoe, I just got red paint. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, Deadpool's an assassin. He has his sword and shooting and. I put blood splatter everywhere, and it ended up coming out pretty good. And the shoe came with white shoelaces, ended up changing them out to black because of Deadpool, because of his colors.
It kind of gives it a better look, to be honest.
Yeah, it does give it, it stands out more.
So and today I finally took them out for a test run. And
they look nice.
Has
bro.
Anybody seen them or?
No, you guys are the first, man.
I was probably the first one, right? Because he sent me pictures through Messenger.
Hey, can I just be the first one this time?
You were the first one to ever touch them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to be the first.
And probably the first one who took pictures of it. Out of himself.
I saw this because I saw it. I was like, oh no way, he did.
Yeah,
like, dude, what's he gonna come out with next?
So the possibilities are endless at this point, right?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, and I love Deadpool anyway, man. I mean, and it's the sheet. It had like 100 different little Deadpools all around it. So you know, you get
a massive horde of Deadpools.
Yeah, you got a little bit of action.
I think it's this one. Where there's like a standing Deadpool, I think, or it could be on this other one. But he looks like he's just standing right there. It's the whole body.
It's on like, that one over here.
And this one?
Yeah, it looks like it on the side.
Yeah. And then look at this one with the cross. Yeah. So yeah, man. I mean, I wanna get into some other shoes. I want some Nikes, some white Nikes, but those are, oh my God.
Yeah. All those freaking
I think the cheaper ones I saw were like 119 or something like that. And I know, and in my head I was thinking, if I mess those up,
damn.
So that's why you went with the Reebok?
With the Reebok.
They don't look bad though, they look pretty nice.
They look
nice,
really good, man. Really good stuff.
And the blood splatter going down on it too, man.
I know I'm going to be ordering something soon. Not going to do this.
Moving on forward, do you guys want to talk a little bit about the childhood experiences, other shows, other things? Because in the first episode, we did an all right job, but to be honest, I feel like we skipped up over a bunch of stuff because we were like kind of nervous. You know, the beginning process of this project that we've been working on has been like freaking crazy. You know,
it's a learning experience for all of us. You know, especially. Like doing the interviews, giving the interviews, being able to talk, you know. Yeah, we would get nervous a lot, but now, I mean, man, we can. Well, Ben really doesn't have that problem, right? You can.
I can do it. Yeah, I don't mind.
One of the things probably we can talk about when I got here, I showed Ben a figure that I found, and it was like back in our childhood. It was a visionary. I don't know if you guys remember Visionary. It had like a holographic chess piece.
Now you might want to hit, George Dixon, I mean, Wikipedia on toys. Shout-outs to George.
George
knows what those are.
But, yeah, those were, oh, my God, along with, like, the mask figures.
So a lot of you guys that, I'm sorry to cut
no,
you,
no, no, go ahead.
That you guys don't know what the Visionaries are. They were a small line created by, I believe, Hasbro, right?
It was a Hasbro
line, and they were pretty much, if you grew up with G.I. Joe and 3/4 inch Star Wars, they were pretty much the Marvel Select of the 3 3/4 world, because they were pretty, at the time, for the time that it was G.I. Joe, and I think Visionaries was, and also Cops. Do you remember that show, Cops?
Wait, like the cops, like the one where
it was called COPS.
What you gonna do?
Nah, not that one. No.
It was
COPS, and it was called Cops, and it was pretty much also a small line that Hasbro created, and it was pretty much cops against gangsters, but it was in the future.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But I know. It's like kind of, like it's one of those lines like Micronauts, matchup. Which actually Hasbro brought it out in San Diego Comic Con. They created a box set with Mask, G.I. Joe, Visionary, Micronauts, Robotech, I think, and Transformers or something like that. Something of that sort. But going back to Visionaries, if you ever did look at the figures, they always had a hologram, and if you ever found them at swap meets, a hologram was always missing.
Oh, yeah.
You could never...
It's like the He-Man. He always
was missing. Same thing with the G.I. Joe bots. They never had their little circuit boards and stuff.
Yeah, because I just finished picking up that He-Man figure, and I mean, it was cheap, but it didn't have
the hologram.
The hologram thing in his chest.
Maybe I think it was because also, if you ever noticed it, the glue back then was totally different from what it is now.
Yeah, because even if it's still on, like, you can see that it's bending forward, I think.
Yeah. How do you say it? What's the word for it? It starts to like, kind of like with sneakers, they shell up. They
Like
the plastics either shrinks or.
But yeah, the one I found, it didn't have a staff. It didn't have his helmet.
You found one, dude. Man, swap meet. I know.
The reason,
Richie. Yeah, I think so, guys. Richie. Hi, guys. So we got Richie in the house. Richie Jimenez. What Visionaries was, it was a cartoon. It was based off of, they were like knights, right? And each character had like an animal insignia, symbol, like a crest.
A lion or a cheetah.
A cheetah or something, and they would get their powers from there. And they also had a staff with the same insignia. It was in the figures, it was a hologram. But it was pretty much a little bit like a 4-inch G.I. Joe as far as articulation. But pretty cool line, man.
Let's get started off with your a little bit about your background story, Richie.
So, pretty quick, my name is Richie, and I've been collecting since the original Star Wars came out. So, when the original figures, I mean, I had them, I was like, but back then, no los cuidaba. I'd be like, it didn't matter.
Yeah, because nobody knew that they were going to get expensive.
So when years passed, I would buy figures, but then I'm like, the paint sucks, the articulation is kind of lame, and so un día me pegó to where I'd seen a video on.
Was this when you were young, or this?
No, this was maybe like about 5 years ago that I seen a YouTube video. Well, I was actually started watching reviews of action figures. I'm like, wow, they actually review figures. Somebody they do that for a living, and I you know the most. Biggest guy on YouTube was El Shardimus Prime. So I was like, wow, this guy's like, you know, reviewing figures. But I would hear him say, oh man, but the paint sucks on this and this and that. And I'd be like, yeah, he's kind of right, you know. And then, so un día, I was researching videos and there was this one guy breaking apart an action figure. And I'm like, why is he doing that? And then I saw the video, and he's like, this is how you open it up, and you sand it, you do, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah. Pero, like most people that jump into something, you jump in thinking you know everything.
Yeah.
So I think I had the movie version of Captain America from the first movie, and I went to Michael's, and without even knowing anything, I'm like, oh, I need this paint, I need these brushes, and this and that. And like most people, I'm like, not realizing that I bought enamel paints.
Yeah.
Enamel paints are mostly for like model cars. So I'm putting this paint on, and then it's like, why is it not drying? And then 5 hours passed, it was eating up the plastic on the action figure. I'm like, oh man, back then, I had always had the 3 3/4 figures. That's all I ever collected. So having a 6-inch figure that was $20 compared to a figure that was like, what, $5?
Yeah. $5.
It was like, a big dent.
I'm like, I'm checking up this figure. So I immediately wiped it off. Pero ya, by then, you know, I did more research. They said, no, it's acrylic paint. Oh, okay. I know. There's a whole section in Michael's and Walmart's for paints of acrylic for 39 cents. Pero those are the Apple barrels and the cheap paints. So I bought those. And now I'm like, okay, now I'm confident. It was the same figure. I'm like, okay, now it's more accurate to the movie. But then I started moving it, and the paint chipped off. And I'm like, man, what's going on with this?
Hey, right?
And then little by little, I'm like, no, you have to do little steps. But what actually got me doing that, and this was one thing when I was remembering of my action figures, was when the original Obi-Wan figure came out from Star Wars. He had an orange cape, and he had I remember the Luke having a yellow lightsaber, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not in the movie. That's not the way he looks. So I was thinking, I guess that's where I got my first taste of customizing, because I was like, wait a minute, it's not like the movie. It's not like, that's not how it looked. So that's where I got my thing to wanting to...
Your itch.
To get into it, and then... Yeah, you know, time has passed, so I'm like, now, you know, I jumped in. That was my mistake. I jumped,
Yeah.
I would see one video. Oh, I need to buy then this. I need to buy then that. I need to, and I'm like.
I think that you jumping in though is what sparked the other stuff, and you, people usually give up, so it's good.
Yeah. That kept so going, I'm like, you know? Well, I wanted to give up after a couple, but then, and at the time I was like, I was like, okay, I need to practice. Pero figures are, you know, oh, I'm like expensive. Having to buy a $20 yeah. figure just para que lo chingue, lo rigue. And that's when, at the time, I was on Facebook, and I'm like, let me see if I can find somebody. Oh, because only Craigslist was available for buying action figures. But even then, era muy carreros. They wanted like 30, 40 for it. So I had seen on Facebook, and that's where I saw a post from Benny, and he was saying, you know, trading or, and I'm like, let me just give him a quick message, like, hey. And I remember I said, you were saying something about you were willing to trade
the bins, like, the bins,
like a couple action figures, and we ended up
al otro canal, al fondo, in the very front.
We ended up trading the, I think I gave you like a couple 3 and 3/4 figures, and you ended up trading me for the two Ultimate Captain Americas.
Yeah, that's what it was. I went for Blade because I wanted Blade, man. I was
Blade. Like,
you gave me Blade. You gave me Loki.
Bullseye.
And this is Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah. We ended up making an exchange.
It was an exchange at Target in Plaza Bonita.
At Plaza Bonita, I was I remember that. So that's when I ended up knowing, oh, there's actually people here that, and you were like, no, just join the San Diego Toy Collectors. And then from there,
shout out to Chris Reese for starting San Diego Toy Collectors.
And now there's like so many groups now.
Oh yeah, we're a big community. We're a big family. I see it as a big family, bro.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of Vicamosa about San Diego, because we go up to LA from time to time, and I'll look on there for LA groups, and they're either exclusive or no existent. It's more based on money. Like, okay, what do you have that has value? And I'll trade you for something that has... So it has to be equal value.
Equal value.
But no hay groups aquí, like, hey, I have this for sale, and or I have this to trade, and, you know, here people se conocen, and I don't know how many posts we've seen about... There's a show at somebody's house or at somebody's front yard, apartments. I don't see that when we go up to LA, and I'm always...
No, so I have a friend in New York.
Uh-huh.
His name is George Gutierrez. He's in the Collector Show.
Yeah, I think I've seen his...
He's a really cool guy. Shout out to George Gutierrez. And he tells me I'm in the San Diego groups because I love how you guys are all united. You guys are you know...
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
You guys help each other. He's in New York, we don't have that. He's all, everybody's to their own, you know?
And that's the thing, you can no hay drama, no hay... I mean, there'll be a little bit discrepancies, like, hey, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But no, nunca he visto... I mean, when we do have to, you know,
deal
with something, it's like dealt right away. Like, hey, okay.
We deal with it, you know. And, you know, there hasn't really been dramas in the groups. You know, I think the biggest drama we had... was the whole DVD incident.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, I was talking to... we had a meeting. I brought it to the admins. A lot of people think I'm the main admin. I'm not. Chris Reese is the guy that started San Diego Toy Collectors. And he approached me at a Toys R Us. And we started the group. He said, help me out, add some people in. So I added a bunch of people in. I met you. And... it became the San Diego Toy Collectors. But that's one of the things when it was implemented was community-wise.
Yeah.
Te hablan bien.
Oh. Benjamin, mucho gusto. Dispénsame, brother.
No te preocupes.
Nos vemos. And
this lady has two Star Wars figures for $5 each, the big tall ones. Said her son paid $50 and her grandson just took them out of the box.
called?
It's the red. The red cape.
Red guard?
The red guards.
With the red all the way down with
it might
the club.
Be, it might be the cheap ones, though, the Titan ones.
Yeah, the Titan
and then,
series.
And then she has the I don't know what his name is, the one that sits on the...
Snoke.
On that throne, and his face is Snoke. All weird looking.
Yes, no, probably.
Long top, pero se mueven las piernas and the arms.
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah,
not the elbows, though, right?
No, I don't think that.
Yeah,
was.
Okay. Then yeah. It's not.
Yeah, they're probably the time.
I don't think they got them for $50. I feel bad for them.
But that's the thing.
Chicos,
looking
nostalgic.
They're $3 or like
that. Esos cabrones allá venden todo por mucho dinero a los monitos. Le digo, oiga.
Oh, she's talking about us?
Yes.
Oh, dang. Ladies over here talking shit.
I'm like, oiga.
You guys can't go anywhere.
A vender cinco monitos y pagó su renta, so no diga porque no sabe.
Yeah. No, es que no saben ellos.
It's all good, you know?
Yeah, es que no saben ellos.
I got this for 50 cents.
That's I know, good. That's nice. It's all right now.
A lot of my collection... A lot of my collection of my Star Wars ones were when I...
Well, you were a 3 3/4 guy.
That's all I knew.
Honestly, to be honest with you, 3 3/4 guys here in San Diego, yo te los puedo contar.
Oh, yeah?
It's me, you, Freddy Salcedo. He's a G.I. Joe collector. And I'm not counting the G.I. Joe collector.
Those original action figures, right? Like, the ones that are like
yeah,
this big?
Yeah, the 3 3/4.
I seen one at Steve's shops for $180. I'm like...
yeah, you're like, oh...
Well, that's how I ended up getting a lot more because I started going to swap meets, and like como dices, when they don't know what they're selling,
$1, $2, and
I'm like a little kid. I'm like 29, 30 years old. No, I was like around 30, 35, and this lady's selling Star Wars figures for like $2, $5, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like. I'm getting this for a steal, but at the same time, like, she doesn't know what she's selling, but it's my gain. It's my blessing that I got it.
Yeah.
And then I'd be all excited for it. I'm like, and I'd be the como menso. Hey, I only paid $5 for this.
I remember I started following you after I traded with you. So I'd always look, because you had a lot of Marvel Universe, but it was Avengers.
Yeah, I was only...
Yo lo quería.
I mean, the only thing que nunca me gustaba about the comic lines is that they always... It just looked like they just painted, like the old comic drawings.
Yeah,
it just looks like nomás se pintaron the paint on their bodies.
Yeah.
And then when the movie started coming out, especially the first X-Men one, yeah, you saw that, you know, they spent money
to sculpt them,
look like the movies. And that took me back, like I said earlier, about my first Ben Kenobi figure. I'm like, that doesn't look like him. That's not... But
yeah.
Now they're like, okay. And now it's getting to the point where, I mean, even the new Star Wars ones, they're using that laser print to make them look...
To look exactly, like them. Yeah, I know. That's one of the things here in San Diego. There's not a lot of us.
Yeah,
I know you got out of the game, right? You got rid of...
Well, I only kept my... Because I only kept my Luke's and Darth Vader's, because those are my two main characters. But I still have a few. Like, I don't want to give up. Like, out of all my 3 3/4, I still have freaking Jar Jar Binks. And I don't like him. But my daughter, my wife like him, so I'm like, okay, I'll keep that one. He's a keeper. But I usually just keep the, like, Darth Vader ones. And then I'm trying to... I made that move. I'm like, wow, 6-inch figures, and I was like,
it
just takes up too much space.
Through.
And then it's funny because now that I've known like George Dixon on every post, he's like, man, you guys complain about space and this and that, and I'm like, yeah, it's true. We complain about space, but you know, they start getting much better. The way they're done.
The scopes and like everything. If you compare a legend from like even from 2000,
the 2000, yeah,
even 14,
yeah, who needs
you know?
His own action figure? So
yeah.
I mean his own doll.
His own doll.
Oh,
that should be a San Diego Comic Con exclusive one day.
That should be my next custom to make one.
George
Dixon.
Hey, maybe we can organize something and then we can give it out at the next TCS show. If we ever
TCS show
we do
is
another
be
one.
A George. holding like a little 1/6 or what is it?
Yeah, his 1/6.
His 1/6 tail figure.
When I agarré el Negan figure and then just
Head
sculpt or make something. A head sculpt of George.
That would be nice, actually. Just raffle it off.
I know, right? Get a George Nixon exclusive.
That would be pretty cool.
Sign and take it a picture. We'll have a booth for him so he can sidestep.
Tienen que hacer un nickname or something.
Right.
We gotta make a nickname have for him.
Have you shared that story?
Which one?
That we were talking about earlier?
Which one?
Or is that for another pod?
Which one?
The one with the...
Oh, with the guy who signed my... at RocketCon? No, I haven't said it. Okay. I haven't told
we'll save that for another people, one. You might want to listen to that one, Richard. You're right. That does come out.
Basically, what happened at RocketCon, I was trying to get something signed by Stefan Costantino. He's basically the dude who played the Gamorrean guard.
The Gamorrean guard.
And I didn't know that he was charging for his autograph, so because Benjamin had told me, nah, everybody's signing everything for free. So I go up.
Thought everything was free. I mean, I had gone to what's his name, he signed it for free.
Yeah, and Larry Houston.
So, you know, I was like, oh, it's free.
So I go up to this guy and I'm having a conversation and everything, and I recorded a little segment for the podcast and everything, and he had already signed my figure, and at the end he's like, oh, you owe me $30. And I'm like, oh, right shit. Now. I was like, oh, well, you already paid for it. You already gave me a little bit of content, so I might as well give you the $30, you know? And then I tell him, I still have another Gamorrean guard at the house. Would you be able to sign that tomorrow if we do, like, trades? Like I'll give you some figures, and then, like, $30 worth of figures, and you can give me an autograph. And then, so what happened next is the next day it's almost the end of the day, so I'm like, okay, but I need to go tell this dude if he can trade me, you know, for a signature. So he comes over to the booth, and he starts telling me, oh, I want this, what about this, and, like, how much, you know, he wanted, like, the NECA turtles, like, the four-pack, the new ones. He wanted all these things, and I'm like, okay. So I'm assuming that he was going to give, I told him, I only need one signature. And I thought he was gonna pay off the difference, you know. And he's like, "Oh, that's no!" And then he starts going like, "Oh, how many signatures do you want?" Well, I was like, "Well, just one." Like, and he's like, "Well, I could sign that." And it was like a random like Luke Skywalker figure, or like, you know, like it was just Star Wars related. And I was like, "I didn't know what."
If you want me? I'll sign that toilet paper for you.
He was like, "I'll sign all those for you. I'll sign them all." And I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like kind of like dumbfounded. So I stayed quiet for a little bit and I was like, you know what? I gotta be like in my head. I was like, I gotta be honest with this dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, but these figures are not related to you. So there would be no point in you signing. You know, like, I'm sorry. Like, so I ended up like being able to get the signature still. But I kind of felt like he kind of was feeling bad because I made him feel less, but I was like, well, I can't.
You ain't nobody to be signing my Star Wars figure.
Yeah, like if it was the Gamorrean guard.
They're like, your face is hidden behind the mask.
It's like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. Javier, I wish Javier was here because Javier kind of witnessed the whole thing.
With
like,
a smile. And
he was just like, he just kind of walked away, you know? And I'm like, I was there like, I was like, well, it's my stuff. So at the end of the day, I got to make the decision, you know?
I didn't know what was going on. I just thought he was buying stuff.
Benjamin was under the impression that he was going to get everything.
I want that.
Benjamin was like, oh shit, Eduardo's about to sell a bunch of figures.
He had a bunch of stuff ready to go. I was like, damn, you haven't done anything. He can go home for the day.
Go home, man.
I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I see the guy walk away and I'm like,
he didn't take anything.
Wait, he didn't buy anything.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like, I didn't know how to react because I guess apparently he signs random stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm only going to sign the stuff
I'm
that...
I'm going to raise no
And I had already gotten one, like, for myself, you know, because I really wanted one for myself. So I got it personally signed, like, with my name and stuff. So I was like, whatever.
Because some guys are picky. They're like, no, it has to be only stuff that has his face or... the original guy that does that played Darth Vader. He charges a lot, but he will only sign if it's the picture of Darth Vader. He won't sign anything. Okay. Like, oh, it's a Star Wars cup.
No, it has to be like a,
has to be Darth Vader on it because that's okay. who he played.
Okay.
But I'm like, this guy wanted to sign
you. Yeah, yeah. And it was like the Gamorrean guard.
And I'll sign your baby. Bring him over here.
And then Bacabana, Gamorrean guard number two, and set up.
I know, right?
It's because I meet up way in the background, yeah. and not the main one. And
well, not the main,
not the one that's bringing in Chewbacca. He's like,
he was the main dude, but still, like, I was like, well, I mean, none of the stuff is kind of pertaining or related to, like, your character. So, I didn't know how to react. So I was like,
I'm sorry, dude.
It was crazy. Like, that's
this is my one signature. Yeah.
But, do you have to go already, Richie?
We stopped really quick, but
we're gonna have to keep updated or like just get in contact with you so we can set up that next one, and then we can dive into more of your childhood and also like how you actually you kind of just gave your origin story about how you started like the customs and stuff, but now you can talk a little bit more about the process too. Next time, so we'll get that set up. Javier had to leave. I know I explained it a little bit earlier, but he had some stuff going on with his family, so he just wanted to say bye to everybody. And me and Ben will probably keep it going for a little bit more. But as far as Richie, he's going to have to take off. He just came really quick to get some toys. So is there anything else that you wanted to add before you leave?
Yeah, I'm just everyone continue supporting each other. Just help you. I mean, as long as we keep that idea of helping each other, and it's not about the value of the figures or the price. You know, we're gonna deal with people that, you know, one thing I wanted to also talk with George, because I know we got it, we started this, you guys were doing the video feed, and me and George are here in the discussion about people like how do you define a scalper, and how do you find somebody that's trying to make a living, you know, it and stuff like that. So that's also something. And just everyone support each other. Just, you know, that's probably the best way. One. The best way that we can do topic. With each other is just like when you guys post, hey, we'll be at the swap meet. Even if you know, if people aren't gonna buy something, just show up. A simple hey, I support you guys.
Yeah.
Un saludo goes a lot. It really goes a lot.
That's what we try to like say in the post. Sometimes when we post, we're like, it doesn't matter if you don't have anything.
You don't have to combine anything.
You don't have to buy anything. Just come and chill out. It's all good. Like, I mean, today it wasn't that great of a day.
Yeah.
But we can't complain. You know, we're having fun. We're creating a little bit of content.
Yeah.
We made a little bit of money here and there, and it's just like, it's fun. You know, I like coming out here and or any swap meet in general, and just like being able to like talk with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, part of the fun is trying to find something, but even if we don't find something, just, you know, say hi.
Yeah, but anyways, that was Richie Jimenez, and me and Benjamin will keep it going. We're gonna stop it real quick just to say bye. Thank you for coming on, Richie.
Oh no worries.
All right, guys, we're back. And I guess we could talk a little bit about our cartoons and stuff from our childhood.
My question to you is that I don't know about what you used to watch. See, I know, Javier, George, we're all about the same. Well, George is older, but we're all about the same age. We all like about the same things. But what did you grow up watching?
I grew up in the 90s. Like, I was born in 1991. So when I was like 3 or 4, it was like freaking Barney and shit, you know. I was all about Barney. I don't know. I went through the Barney craze.
I'm glad I didn't go through a Barney phase, bro. I'm so glad.
And my brothers. Well, my mom says this story all the time. Well, not all the time, but she said it before, where it's like that my brothers had to find something else because all I wanted to do was fucking watch Barney. So my brother introduced me to freaking Power Rangers.
I love you.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so you grew up with Barney.
So Barney, and then that turned into Power Rangers because of my brother.
So cuál eras tú, bro?
I was the Blue Ranger.
The Blue
most
Ranger.
Most of the time,
that's
Billy.
Billy. Oh,
most
damn.
Of the time, because my favorite color was blue, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My brother had a red because his favorite color was red. So.
In that movie.
So that's how I freaking, like, that was like the first thing, Power Rangers. And then from Power Rangers, it must have been like all the Saturday morning cartoons, like Transformers. When it was like, I think it was Transformers Prime, when they would come out with like
There were animals and shit.
Yeah, they were, I'm trying to remember.
There was a cheetah.
The little rat.
There was like a gorilla, a rat.
A rat.
And then like some other shit, bro.
Was the rat supposed to be like Bumblebee?
I can't remember. Like, I can't recall. Because it was that, and then after that, it must have been like, I don't know. Because, what was it? What else was there?
Well, in the 90s,
I know for sure. For sure, when it got to X-Men, it was X-Men 2, like the X-Men, the animated series, the 90s one. Then it was freaking Batman, the animated series.
Of course, man. Oh, that was a must.
Spider-Man, the 90s one, which I'm still pissed about because they never finished the series.
Oh, I hope they bring it back.
And then, yeah, I know they're revamping everything. So even the 80s,
X-Men.
I mean the X-Men 90s cartoon, they said they were going to do something, right?
Larry Houston is probably going.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they can sign up Larry Houston.
You guys should have asked them about that at RocketCon.
We should have.
Or maybe next year. I don't know
Facebook.
If it'll be.
I'll
oh, really?
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll message him.
And then. And after that, it was probably Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay, the Yu-Gi-Oh. That's what I wanted to talk
Yu-Gi-Oh,
about.
Yu-Gi-Oh was it was like a religious thing for me, dude.
Did you ever use the Relinquish?
The Relinquish, the card?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I can't like the cards. My mom didn't have a lot of money to be buying me a lot of cards, so I would only buy like a booster pack here and there. You know, I never bought the booster boxes or like none of that stuff.
Yeah. What year are you, Eduardo?
91.
91, okay. Yeah. So he's older than you. Okay.
So I wasn't old enough.
When I was playing, you were still what, my nephew's age. So I was what, playing at?
I must have been like, I was in junior high for sure. So I was like in sixth or seventh grade.
So I was
maybe eighth
like,
grade.
I was probably your age when you were in junior high.
I was like 13 probably when I started, around 13. You know, I was 13.
I used to play because of my nephew.
Okay. So I must have been around 13 when that show came out. So I wouldn't buy the booster boxes because I didn't have enough money, and I didn't know nothing about like flipping at the time.
Probably,
you know?
Did you ever buy cards at the swap meet for cheap?
Possibly.
Like $2 booster packs?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would buy a lot of booster packs.
You probably bought from me because for a while I was supplying Spring Valley with booster packs for Yu-Gi-Oh cards for $2.
Maybe. There's a possibility.
There's something that I wanted to bring up, but this is for something for later on about cards. It's a little trick that... Not a trick. It's not even a trick. It's actually a scam. But we'll talk about that later. I want to talk to you about that later. That's going to be for another podcast, guys. We haven't gotten into collectible cards, but I was just very, very intrigued because I used to play the game, Yu-Gi-Oh. I never played Pokemon, never got into none of that.
I had Pokemon cards. I never knew how to, but I think Pokemon had to come before Yu-Gi-Oh. So
it was before Yu-Gi-Oh.
Pokemon was also in the process, and I remember, I can still remember the first day it came on, it was like...
Actually, when Yu-Gi-Oh came out, Pokemon was considered washed up.
Nobody played Pokemon no more. Yeah, they had upgraded.
So, with Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, so I would watch Pokemon. I think I'm pretty sure I watched like the first episode that ever aired on the TV for Pokemon.
Wow,
I'm pretty sure it was like on a Saturday, and
Pika.
And then after a while, they started showing it in the mornings, like right before school. So I would always tell my brother, like, oh shit. Look at this. Like, I remember telling him that the first time that I ever saw it, look at this. I had to scream at my brother. I was like, Carlos! Because he was in the room. I was like, Carlos, get your ass to the fucking living room. I'm pretty sure I didn't say it in that words, but that's how I would say it right now. But basically, I told him to come to the living room, and we were immediately hooked, bro. Oh. And then the cards came along, and we were like, but we didn't have a lot of money, you know? So... My mom couldn't really afford the Yu-Gi-Oh cards, so she would. That's why I would buy the booster packs.
Booster
packs,
yeah.
And then prior to that, it was also.
You remember the Tims?
Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Oh.
You know, Dragon Ball Z was also a big part of my childhood because.
Did you ever watch it in Spanish?
Yeah,
first?
That's how I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's. I don't know if you heard the last episode, but the last one that we did, we talked a little bit with Mitch and
with Mitch. Yeah, I knew about that. I didn't know about.
And we all thought that it was like a Mexican
anime.
Yeah, so And that was, that must have been when I was like in second, maybe first, second, and third grade, when I was like big into Dragon Ball, because I would collect, we talked about this too, the albums with, yeah, the, with the cards, with the, you know?
Cards, yeah.
So I did a bunch of that too. We, me and my brother would always try to fill up the
I used to love buying those cards, but I didn't buy the Dragon Ball ones. I bought the Caballeros del Zodiaco ones.
Okay.
There was an album too, and they were holographic stickers that you would actually, you didn't even need to add glue. You just, must be, you just peel them and paste.
Okay. But, and then it must have been like in eighth grade when I fell off, like, of collecting anything.
Nah,
like,
you got into girls, that's what happened.
Sort of. That and soccer. It was like a combination of that and like me playing soccer, you know? Yeah. So I really got it, like I was already, I must have, and when I was like 8 years old is when I started playing soccer. So it took me from there to like 13, so maybe 5 years in order for me to like stop, like I stopped watching Pokemon, I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh anymore, I didn't play Yu-Gi-Oh cards or anything, like any sorts. After that is when I first went to Comic-Con. That same year, sometime a couple months later, I went to Comic-Con. That must have been like in October. And then in July, I went to Comic, I got snuck in, and then that's when everything, I saw, like, to be honest, I went in, like, as a scalper, you know, like, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna go and make some money.
Make some money.
You know, and then little by little, I started, like, staying with one thing, and then one thing turned into two things, and then I was like, oh, shit, like, okay, I might as well just start collecting since I, because then the world of Nintendo stuff came out.
Yeah,
the little 5-inch. The Amiibos is a different story. It was the World of Nintendo first.
Okay.
And then they came out with the Amiibo, and then I was hunting with those on those motherfuckers on the fucking daily basis, pretty much, bro.
So my little nephew Jacob, oh, he's not little, that motherfucker's 7 feet tall. Yeah. But they used to go, dude.
Yeah,
they
would hit up
Best
out.
Buys. Yeah,
mm-hmm. When they had like the releases, bro, because they would only make a certain amount. So once they were gone because they already had. Nintendo does a crappy job at manufacturing toys because they only make a certain amount, and then once they're gone, dude. Like they don't make no more. The Amiibos, luckily, it took like 2 or 3 years for them to like make some more, and it was like second prints, so even the first prints I think are still a little bit more,
still a little bit more.
Yeah, than
like
than,
I honestly, I see them, bro, and I'm like, to me they're like, well, cause I grew up with action figures.
Yeah,
you know, to me I look at them, I'm like, I'm gonna pay more, whatever it's worth.
Yeah,
like to me I'm like, hell no, you can buy that at Target for like $5. I think it doesn't even move.
Yeah. And also when I was a little kid, with the Power Ranger, related to the Power Ranger stuff, I had a bunch of the weapons, like, you know, I never had like the Megazords or none of that shit.
But you had, but I had the weapons that you could.
Yeah, use. And we would play, bro, like me and my friends, like cada quien agarraba su weapon y nos agarramos a putazos. We would go at it, bro.
I did the same things, you know, with swords.
And
but I was ninja. Else?
I don't know if you guys know, like, this is more Mexican, but the yo-yos and, like, the trompos, I also did that.
Yeah. You know? It's like that company, that Mexican company.
Que hacían unos trompos, no clue, bro.
Oh, man, they were, like, the top of the line.
I was pretty good, to be honest. I could fucking do some fucking damage with those shits and some fucking tricks. Like, I could do all these type of tricks, bro, and make that shit roll, like. I remember I would just let it go sometimes, or I would throw it in the air and catch it, and like, I would do some crazy shit.
Well, it was called, it's on the top of my head. It's with the D.
I don't know, bro, to be honest. I never paid attention to like the brands, because I never had like the money to buy them.
Es que yo los miraba en el canal. I wasn't into trompos either until I saw them in el canal 12.
Oh, really?
I saw them there, and I was, and then that's when all the kids were doing them too.
Yeah.
So I remember I was like, okay, I'm gonna go buy one, and I bought like, they had like 3 or 4 of them. They even came out with these plastic ones.
They had some plastic ones that were see-through.
They were see-through and they had lights. Yeah.
They had those, and then they had the regular see-through ones, and they had some metal ones sometimes,
yeah, some,
and they also
ones.
Had the
Mexican
the
ones. I
freaking,
think honestly work for tricks and stuff.
The
I
one,
think they
the ones,
I don't
the
know.
Ones, the other ones they had, they were wood too. So they had the wooden ones, And the idea was to break the other person's. I mean,
yeah,
I would break it. I would break it every once in a while. Like, I didn't break too many, you know, but I was good at doing the tricks and stuff. But some people had some heavy ass ones. They were fucking cracked.
The Mexican ones. They
would smash, bro.
They was, yeah.
You just hear the fucking shit shatter and like the plastic ones too.
Yeah, the plastic ones. Yeah. You know what? Even the plastic ones, but just when you would spin them.
Yeah.
After a while, I was like, because it was that plastic, that clear plastic, that swap meet plastic.
I would buy mine at a dulceria, like a
place
where they sell candies.
Yeah.
I would have to walk like a mile.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are like little mom and pop. They're kind of like bodegas.
Yeah.
Like in New York or in the East Coast, they're like bodegas. But they're like little stores, mom and pop stores. You show up, they got everything for you, man. Yeah. Except Marvel Legends.
Yeah, so I didn't know about none of like Toy Biz or none of that stuff when I was growing up. Because like I like DC more than Marvel. So
how did you get into that? I still don't even know that.
How I got into what?
Into DC.
Into DC and... Well, DC was because of the Batman,
I know how you got into Power Rangers.
Batman, the animated series. There's the orange line and the blue lines that were coming out. So that's kind of when I started. But they were $20 a pop and I couldn't afford because I was like reselling, you know? I was reselling.
That's just the time difference, our age difference.
Yeah. So I was barely starting to like flip stuff.
You were still little when Legends were $7.
Yeah, they were already 20 when I started like trying to get in, and I was like, I can't do that. So I would mainly do just Nintendo stuff, like action figures, comics, and
that's what kept me away was the $20.
Oh really?
Hasbro, if you're listening, that's what kept a lot of us away.
Like, I mean, I don't know. For me, that was my main reason because I didn't have $20 to spend on a figure, you know?
$20 to spend on that. I mean, you know, when you're, especially your age, $20 is a lot of money.
I was in college, bro. Like, I was in at San Diego State.
That's a lot of money.
I didn't have a job. I still lived with my mom. I had my financial aid money, which is what I used flip, bro. No, I use that shit to flip stuff so that I can make more money, so that I can spend more money.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I kind of got my way through college, because I needed stuff to, like, fucking pay for, like, the times that I would go drink or shit like that. You know, the stupid times. You know, college. But, so, I just kept going and kept going, and then eventually, I started coming across like different lots, and then loose figures came into the picture. So that was a big thing, because you could get a good amount of figures when they're loose, you know, and for cheap prices sometimes. So that's how I started the 6-inch stuff. But mainly all of it started back because of Nintendo. I think if it wasn't for Nintendo and my childhood, like the Nintendo 64 and the Super Nintendo, playing all those video games as a kid, if I would have never had that experience with the Wii, I don't think I would have ever gotten back into this.
Yeah. We would have never crossed paths.
But I guess it was supposed to happen. I don't know. I mean, it's been since 2011, and I have no intention of stopping. So, I don't know. We'll see what comes forth. And that was basically my whole story in a nutshell. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm missing a lot of stuff just because I don't remember. Obviously, you can tell by the way that I was explaining the story, because it kind of jumps all over the place. I just started remembering stuff.
We might need to do another one.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do more. You know? I phased out. Yeah, and I started playing soccer, and like soccer was like my main thing, and like girls was like on the side and stuff. Like, it wasn't like a priority, but then it wasn't until like, well, in between that, I sort of started collecting again, but it was more like soccer sticker soccer cards, stuff. You know, like soccer cards.
Yeah,
but not like it was stickers that you put them into albums, kind of like.
Yeah, I remember those.
And I think that I only started doing that because it brought me memories of the Dragon Ball albums, you know.
Oh.
So in the World Cup, they would come out with stickers, and Selección, they would say, and you could fill up the whole album.
The whole roster. It was a roster.
And I was into that for a little bit, And then, but it didn't bring me back. What brought me back was gaming, like, cause I was, and when I was little, it was not a gamer, bro. I wasn't a gamer, but when I was little, I grew up with the N64 and like that stuff, Super Nintendo. So when in 2000, it must've been like 2011, one of my friends had bought the Wii and Mario Kart. They had Mario Kart. So when I played that game, it was like, oh shit, I was instantly came back to like my childhood, you know. So it was Mario Kart Wii, and then I bought that led to me buying my own Wii, and then from there I just started buying more games. So I was just buying more shit, you know, like not necessarily toys, but like game related, you know. So I was picking up like Mario, Super Mario, Zelda, all that stuff, like
Sega.
Just because that's what I used to play in my childhood, you know. I think we're gonna have to end it for today. Not that we want to, but it's kind of getting late and we kind of got stuff to do with our families. But this was a weird podcast because we were all over the place. Some people were leaving, getting up and going, but I mean, we're just having fun, you know. I don't know if you got anything else to say.
Shout outs to Richie Jimenez, his wife Teresa.
For coming out.
Jacob. Shout outs to Jacob. That's Richie's stepson and Teresa's son.
So we're gonna have a couple changes coming up. We might start changing the day where we're gonna start distributing the podcast just for editing purposes.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to hopefully start doing more videos too. It's just the biggest issue right now is like not having the proper equipment, because I use my phone for everything, and I only have a certain amount of storage on my phone. So we're hoping to get this up and running better for you guys. Just keep staying tuned. There's gonna be some changes in the groups too, well, in our group, the Collector Showroom. And we're just gonna keep going forward. Thank you guys, and this was episode 15 of Beyond Every Toy. This was Eduardo Pineda.
Benjamin Chisapaneco.
Thank you, guys. And I always kept, like, a thing for Batman, like, since I was little, you know. It was always,
Batman's
like...
Batman's freaking cool, dude.
Yeah, so I watched all the movies and stuff, but I never knew they came out with figures or none of that stuff. Like, because my dad, he never took... It was, like, either Hot Wheels or, like, the cheap stuff, you know, because
He was working, you know.
Yeah, well, nah, he had money sometimes. Most of the time he had money, but he just wasn't into that stuff. So he would just like, what would this, like, buy this, you know.
He was buying you clothes, the necesario.
Well, he had the money to buy me other shit, bro. He could have easily. But he just wasn't into, like, none of that stuff. So he would just buy me, like, the cheap stuff. Because maybe he thought that I was... Because all those weapons were expensive. The Power Rangers ones, they were pretty expensive. Yeah. Like, that, he would get me. And, like, Woody and, like, Buzz, like, the big ones. But it was only stuff that I really, really, really liked. And at the time, when Batman, the animated series, I don't think he was living with us anymore. So that income was out of the picture, you know, because he wasn't really supplying my mom.
Yeah.
With, like, he wasn't giving her money, like, on a monthly basis or anything like that, you know. So my mom wouldn't take us to the stores. Like, she wouldn't take us. She didn't have money to buy us anything. So why the hell? Like, the only thing. Yeah, she did. The only thing that I had exposure to was the swap meets, which is why I collected those cards and stuff, and the Yu-Gi-Oh, because you could find those stuff there.
That's pretty much my upbringing, was the swap meets.
Yeah.
The swap meets where I got everything I needed.
Yeah. And then, in between the soccer and stuff, I would watch a couple shows, but the main one that I can remember was the Batman 66, but only because it was in Spanish, and it was
Batman 66
in Spanish. Yeah, the original with Adam West, West Batman.
Okay.
So I would watch it, and only because it was on Channel 21, and Channel 21 would pass soccer stuff at 8 in the morning.
Channel 21.
At 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning, salía un show. It was called it came out with this fine ass chick, dude. Inez Sainz, that's her name. Inez Sainz.
Oh, okay.
It was her own show, and she was like the host. And well, of course, I was like into chicks, so she was fine. And then she would have these big ass stars like Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, and she would be able to like interview them.
Interview them.
Yeah, and then they would give the highlights. So before all this started, that show would start. Batman 66 was prior to that.
Okay.
So I would wake up early, watch Batman 66, and then watch the soccer stuff.
Why did they ever call him El Guasón? What's a Guasón, bro?
I don't know, bro. That's the Joker.
I looked that up. I know, that's the Joker.
That's the translation for you guys that don't speak Spanish. The Joker in Spanish is
Guasón.
Guasón. So that's his official name. I have no clue, but we could probably do some research.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do some research on that.
So that was the first time I ever heard the word Guasón.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We just had a massive breakdown, but it's all good.
Massive breakdown of feet.
But then after that, back to like 2011, to Comic-Con, I started collecting the action figures. Probably in 2000, well, the World of Nintendo came first, then Amiibo, and everyone said, because Marvel Legends was like $20 a pop, and there wasn't that many DC figures at the time. It was like 2013, 2014.
There was? I think there was.
There was? What was it, though?
It was like DC Direct.
DC Direct? Okay. Yeah. But there they was, and they weren't and at the store. But no, but DC Universe Classics, I didn't really see them in the stores.
You never see them?
Because they were before. They were before. This was 2000. I'm talking about 2000, past 2011.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Marvel Legends, the
barely coming out.
The Black Series.